Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening for those out late. In Haifa, the weather is clear, offering a perfect view of the night sky. Here are today's headlines. First, Kushner meets Hamas chief in Egypt in a push for Gaza disarmament as the IDF continues strikes. This is reported by the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Trump's team is urging immediate steps on Israeli withdrawals as Kushner heads to Netanyahu to close a Gaza deal. Ynet covered this development earlier today. Also this hour, Erdogan warns of a potential confrontation with Israel, stating Turkey will not hesitate to enter into war if attacked. This report comes from Mariv earlier today. Separately, shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed after tanker attacks, according to data. The Jerusalem Post reported this just over 2 hours ago. And finally, a Jewish watchdog group is urging the NYPD to increase officers in hotspots after a synagogue attack. This comes from JTA an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English noted a statement from Dr. Joel Parker discussing Hezbollah's message of strength and Israel's stronger response, posting just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, shared earlier today that shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed significantly over the weekend after tanker attacks. Yoni Mikaini, a commentator, wrote just now that if Palestinian self-determination were achieved tomorrow, the leading candidates would include individuals with controversial pasts. Let's go deeper. Starting with Jared Kushner's meeting with Hamas in Egypt. According to the Times of Israel, Kushner seeks to negotiate Gaza disarmament. However, Hamas demands a public commitment from Netanyahu before taking any steps. The involvement of Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari mediators highlights the complexity of these negotiations. The outcome could significantly impact the region's stability and Israel's security landscape. Turning to the related story from Ynet, Washington is growing impatient as Kushner works to finalize a Gaza deal with Netanyahu. Trump's team is pressing for immediate Israeli withdrawals and aid to Gaza. Netanyahu insists on the full disarmament of Hamas first. This diplomatic pressure could lead to significant shifts in Israeli policy and international relations. Meanwhile, Turkish President Erdogan has issued a stern warning to Israel, as reported by Mariv today. He stated that Ankara seeks peace but will not shy away from war if provoked. This escalates tensions and could impact ongoing diplomatic efforts in the region. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a slowdown in shipping through the Strait of Hormuz following tanker attacks. Some ships may be attempting to pass undetected, but traffic is notably reduced. This situation could have broader implications for global oil supply and maritime security. And lastly, JTA reports that a Jewish watchdog group is urging increased NYPD presence following a synagogue attack. Community training played a crucial role in the quick apprehension of the assailant. This underscores the importance of preparedness in protecting vulnerable sites. Turning to business and markets. First, Mart of Business offers a guide to renting a car abroad, providing 7 tips to save money and travel with peace of mind. This guidance is essential for those planning international trips. Separately, Kotek reports that Microsoft is quietly retreating from China, despite its once significant presence there. The company has shut offices and moved research talent abroad, reflecting shifting geopolitical and economic priorities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the upcoming release of the Consumer Price Index for July. Estimates suggest a rise of up to 0.4%, with annual inflation forecasts remaining steady. This data will be crucial for the Bank of Israel's interest rate decision. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.